Kim Basinger says she had nothing to do with the voicemail getting leaked to the media.
Yeah.
Is it all the 11-year-old daughter? She called TMZ.com. Hey, you guys want some sweet-ass audio?
Well, yeah, she has them programmed into her phone.
So. Oh, yeah, I guess that would make sense. This is really odd, and I don't think it's a good idea. But maybe they'll pull it off. Tomorrow night on American Idol, Celine Dion's going to do a duet with an Elvis impersonator who's lip-syncing to actual Elvis. Remember last week they teased it as the two of the biggest names in the history of music?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what they're talking about.
Why?
I don't know. In fact, they already even taped it. So it's a done deal.
Crap.
I don't think that's a good idea. Okay. See what happens. Sanjaya says, I'm not just a musician. I'm an entertainer. Like a clown? I mean, a clown, you know? Maybe?
He doesn't wear enough makeup to be a clown, though.
Nah. Well, he's a charming kid. He could go do something. He could get a Disney show, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be right up his alley.
What else could he do?
Nick Kids, maybe? I don't know. Something related to the kids. I think the kids like him.
He could be on All That? Is that show still on?
Let's just say so and call it good.
Okay.
Joe Francis, the founder of Girls Gone Wild, is in prison right now. For contempt, he was supposed to work out some kind of deal with seven women who said that, hey, we didn't tell you could videotape us showing us our boobs. I'm not sure how that works out. But anyhow, he's in prison because he messed up the deal and was kind of shady. Imagine that. Founder of Girls Gone Wild. And his lawyer even says that he's freaking out in there. He's not having a good time. They put him next to a cop killer. Someone somewhere close to a cop killer.
Jeez.
Who says, are you ready for this? This is really, really frightening. The guy constantly yells, Girls Gone Wild, Joe Francis, woo. That's the exact quote. Now, why is that frightening to Joe Francis? Is it the tone?
Well, yeah, and if he's freaking out a lot in there, they might have him on a suicide watch. So he might be wearing a smock or something that he can't tear up to hang himself with.
Oh.
And so.
I thought maybe he was painting. Okay.
No, it's like a dress. And so they might be making fun of him wearing that. And then him being famous and all just adds to it.
Sounds like the right conclusion to jump to. Thanks, Jerianne. Joe Francis now officially on suicide watch.
He might be.
As heard on Stooks in the Morning. Paris Hilton and Kevin Federline were at the same party this weekend.
Oh.
She had her boyfriend with her, though.
Oh.
So you know what that means. Yep. And here's something random. Rosie O'Donnell is actually against one of Sheryl Crow's ideas. You'd think both of them kind of having liberal views on the environment and everything would jive right. But Rosie doesn't agree with one of Sheryl Crow's ideas.
She wants everyone to use one square of toilet paper to wipe. Even
all I want to do is have some fun. One little thing? Does she see my ass?
Oh. Rosie O'Donnell reminded us of her ass. Never cool.